You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one rated sportsbook app out there. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account. I'm your host, Rudo, joined by AJ Haefeli and Blaze Hunter. Look, we're probably about to talk at you for 30 to 45 minutes about a hockey game, but you don't really need our words to know that that was bad hockey from Colorado. I mean, this game was ugly. And I believe the vast majority of our chat, at least those rooting for Colorado, will say that it was not good enough from the Avalanche. So let's get that on the table right away. I think we're all in agreement there. Blaze, just brutal. No good vibes at all.
Look, it started off all right, right? Knights came out, kind of took possession of the game. Avs got a nice goal in there. Looked like the Avs were going to kind of start coming back into it, and then the wheels fell off, and it was very shitty for the rest of the night.
Accurate description. AJ's dead stare into the camera, I think, pretty much sums it up.
Brutal.
I mean, if they don't show up for games 3 and 4, why the fuck do we have to?
And yet, here we are.
The fact that we're about to put more effort in the next 40 minutes of talking about their bullshit game than they did in two fucking games in Vegas is an embarrassment to the whole franchise.
All right.
Can I go home now?
Yep. AJ's done. This pod is over. That's all you needed to know. Look, I don't know how much any breaking down of the X's and O's is going to matter tonight. Funnily enough, the same thing Bednar said after game 3 is exactly how I feel after game 4.
Yeah.
There were times in the game where I felt like the Avs were playing decently. The second half of the first period, I thought they played okay. The first 6 minutes of the third period, they looked okay. But this was not a well-put-together hockey game. This was not a well-put-together game plan. Sad girl
Allie
in the
building.
Drinking her sorrows away, hopefully, on her birthday.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yes. I'll go gravel.
At least there's some joy tonight.
Yes.
Look, AJ said it on our live during the game. I've said it. I'm sure Blaze has said it. Where the fuck is the top line?
Yeah. Non-existent tonight.
Have you seen them?
No. If you took the numbers off the players and you just looked at the game, you would think Jost was the top line of the Avs tonight.
I mean,
out of all the bad performances,
you wouldn't think anyone was a top line. You would be wondering, how the fuck did these guys make the second round?
Yeah.
It's going to be exactly what happens next round when one of these two teams waxes Montreal. We're all going to be sitting around like, this is a broken-ass format. They got these guys here.
I don't necessarily disagree with that.
They've just been shitty, man.
Yeah, yeah, agreed.
Like, I don't. There's no need beating around that bush. Doesn't need to be some deep introspective analysis on this. They've played like shit, and they got the results they deserved. Sometimes you reap what you sow, and this is exactly what that was. They stole game two after they dominated game one. They had a chance to go in and get a split in Vegas, not even just sweep it, but just get a split in Vegas. And you're in cruise control, in control of the series. They went in there like they were already on cruise control and forgot to put the work in. Their coach lays down the gauntlet after game three and says, we don't have anything to talk about. If our team's not going to compete, we're not going to beat these guys. Vegas was tied with the Avalanche at the top of the NHL standings for a reason. Yep. They're very, very, very good.
Yep.
And it was like the world forgot that after game one, which is why I kept trying to stress, weird shit happens in game one. And it just, this is just a tremendously disappointing result to see that they just, look, you lose games. You lose games to good teams. That's stuff that happens. They haven't even been competitive. There haven't been adjustments. We want to talk about Nathan MacKinnon as the best player in the world.
He was awful tonight. Look, I mean,
the actual best player in the world is sitting at home because he shit the bed in the postseason. Nathan MacKinnon is going to be joining him in about 5 days if he doesn't get his head out of his ass.
So
that entire line has to figure it out. They have to figure it out.
The Avs do not get out of the series without the top line. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Allie has a birthday shot to do. She survived it. All right. I agree with you for the most part on the fact that the Avs have played shitty. There's no way you can disagree with that. I do want to talk about game one a little bit, though, because while it is game one and while weird shit happens, I feel like a lot of people have written off what the Colorado Avalanche are capable of. And yes, if they play like this, they're not capable of shit. But there is a good hockey team in there somewhere if they put it together. And I believe AJ put it something like this on our live game podcast or our live watch along. The next two and or three games pretty much going to set up Nathan MacKinnon's legacy.
It will. The next three games tops will define his legacy until he changes the story.
Yep.
Because right now you look at it. Look, 2 years ago, they lose to the Sharks. They weren't ready.
Sure.
I think we could all pretty much agree. They weren't that team yet. They weren't quite there. I had no bones about them losing that one. That was a great series. It was super competitive, and it came down to a crazy-ass third period in which the Avs outshot San Jose like 18-1.
Yeah.
Like, they emptied the tank in a way that you could be proud of and say, sometimes you're just not that team. That was fine. Last year, there's a shitload of asterisks everywhere. Michael Hutchinson is in net. The Avs are missing like 7 regulars in game 7. It sucked. It sucked because you felt like they got cheated. And right now, it doesn't suck because it feels like they got cheated. It sucks because it feels like we're getting cheated because the team that we've seen all season long hasn't appeared in this series. Game one, I'm throwing in the bin because Vegas, unless Vegas is going to play Robin Leonard again, and they're going to go and play 7 games against Minnesota in between the next time the Avs play, it doesn't matter. Because all of the things that made game one such a perfect storm for the Avs to blow them out don't exist anymore. It's a good team in there, but Vegas was, they were completely spent and they were awful in game one. It is totally irrelevant now to what this series looks like. Totally irrelevant. I do not care at all about game one. There's a good hockey team in there somewhere. We just haven't seen it. And it's going to define Nathan MacKinnon's legacy as a guy that can't win anything because he can't get out of a second round.
Or they get out.
Or they get out and he builds it.
Yep. Yep.
This is the season that he gets to build the legacy that he either has to live up to or he spends the rest of his time trying to defy. Which one of them is it? It's up to him. And right now, it doesn't look like he gives a shit. And for the most competitive person on the planet to play like that and to show up like that in the postseason is a tremendous letdown for all of us. Yeah.
Do you think home ice has any type of advantage here since they'll be able to kind of set the matchups that they want?
No, it hasn't mattered.
Them away.
This started on home ice. Vegas flipped the switch and this started on home ice. So I don't care at all about home ice.
Yeah.
They stole game two. They should have lost that game. They should be down 3-1 in the series right now.
They stole game two, but that happens in hockey games, right?
It does.
Defense wins games.
It does happen. Like, look, your goaltender, Philip Grubauer was due for a poor game.
Yeah, and it was on display tonight.
He had been too dope up to this point.
Yeah.
The fact that they wasted a super dope Philip Grubauer game is just, that's just one of those things.
Yeah.
Coming into this game, Philip Grubauer had only been awesome. They had been dominating the special teams battle, and they were getting away with whatever at 5v5.
Yeah.
All of that went against them tonight, and they got smoked. And that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you open up the door for a good team to wander on in. Guess what? They did.
Yeah.
Now they live in your house.
It wasn't just Philip Grubauer.
You got
either,
repoed. Shit's gone.
It wasn't just Philip Grubauer, though, because defense was dog shit.
Name one.
It was awful.
If Connor Timmins is your best defenseman in a playoff game,
you're in deep shit at that point. Yeah.
You probably just got the shit kicked out of you. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I thought Connor Timmins was the only one that showed up. And that can't, and it's no offense to Timmins.
Yeah.
If he's your best player, he either has to have the game of his goddamn life, or it's this.
Yep.
And in this case,
it was this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no counter argument to that. I thought Kale had a couple of good moments, but on the whole, it was whatever.
Ooh, yeah.
Gerard was a complete ghost.
Gerard was actually really soft, too. Like, he let guys come through just right in front of the net where he had a chance to kind of play them hard and get them off the puck. It just looked like they weren't there. They weren't into it tonight, which is really odd.
Their dedication to the little details hasn't been there for three games.
Even someone you expect that out of, like someone who's been extremely consistent in that, in Devon Taves, it wasn't there tonight.
This is the Devon Taves that everybody was worried about when they got him from the Islanders.
Yep.
This is the Devon Taves that showed up against Tampa Bay. He wasn't any good.
And
he wasn't any good tonight. He wasn't any good two nights ago. Yeah. Now you have to wonder, okay, well, where are they going to find a top pairing? Because now, all of a sudden, they went from a three-headed monster on defense to now they've got nothing.
None
of them are playing well, man.
I don't even need to look at chat to know that this is what they're talking about. Bone Byram.
I'm so tired of this conversation. He has to be in your lineup.
Yep.
If you can't, if you look at tonight's lineup and you think somehow this defensive lineup, with Patrick Nemeth making blind passes and ignoring his goaltender telling him to rim it around the board.
What a fucking disaster.
And trying to do his own fucking thing. If you think this lineup with this jackass in there is somehow better than with Bowen Byram, you shouldn't be coaching an NHL team. It's an inexplicable joke of a decision. And fine, they wanted to wait till something bad has happened for them to make that decision. Well, guess what? It fucking happened. You kept waiting to react to something. You helped create it. Now you get to react or you don't.
Yeah, and you've got the
book. You either get to make the obvious decision or the stupid decision. It's stupid.
Yeah. You've got the book on Nemeth too, right? We've talked about this a few times. He makes a play and then he makes a dumb play right after it. Like, he makes a nice play. He's trying to cut away, but then just makes a stupid play that gets a bad turnover and a bad spot on the ice.
He can't string together three good decisions
on
the ice. The game is too fast for him. He is a perfect defenseman to play for the Detroit Red Wings, who are not competitive. He can go out there, and he will make $3 million looking like a serviceable defenseman because he is under no pressure to perform. He is under no pressure to raise his game. He is under no pressure to do anything other than cash checks. Yeah. And at this point, since they got him, that is all he has been good for. Yeah. He is a complete liability and a complete waste of a defenseman.
That roster spot is a complete waste. They're the one caveat I will say, as we already talked about the top line tonight, you absolutely win and lose as a hockey team. But there is zero way that you can in good faith say that Nemeth has earned his spot on the roster.
Absolutely.
There is no conceivable way that you can convince me of that after this game.
After that short stint of what you saw Bo Byram could do, you think he needs to get that shot now.
I don't care that he hasn't played in like 3 months.
No, and
I don't care. Yeah. If Eric Johnson was healthy, yeah, he's played three games this year. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
You drop him in immediately.
You put him in. Yeah. You play your talent. You're no longer leading a series. You're not in control of shit anymore. You ride or die with your guys.
Yep.
And if Patrick Nemeth is one of your guys, you deserve to die. You deserve to lose in the second round of the Vegas Golden Knights. And this is in no way for me to stand up here, I guess I'm sitting, and say that Patrick Nemeth is like the biggest problem that they have.
It's clearly not.
It's very clearly like fifth on their list of issues.
Yeah.
But there are plays that stand out blatantly. And the Avs' bigger problem is the ghosts that have been the top line, 100%. But when you turn and look at the other side of the ice, and it's always Patrick Nemeth, it's always the same dudes making the same mistakes, allowing Vegas to do things that they straight up shouldn't be able to, you're digging your own grave as much there as you are by failing to score on the offensive side. And it's... look, I know nobody wants to be positive right now, but I think the reality is it's not difficult for the Avs to be better in the rest of this series. It's not going to take some Herculean effort for the Avs to be a competitive or better hockey team than Las Vegas. But clearly, if they play another game for the rest of the playoffs like they've played the past two, there's nothing to say. I mean, that's just pack it in.
Get him out of Vegas. Stop playing the tables.
Jesus. Vegas something. Flu. I don't know. The story is simple here. Game 5 is on Tuesday, and either the Avalanche that everyone has known for the majority of the season to be a lot better than they have been for the past 8 periods shows up, and we have a best-of-3 series that... may the best team win.
Yep.
Or they keep playing like this and they lay down and die. I have faith that they will show up and be better than this. But at this point,
the fact that tonight was a step forward from two nights ago
is bad.
And it was still just a waste of time. I don't even know, man. That's super, just an embarrassing performance in Vegas.
Yeah,
like Vegas gets some credit. Like
they played well.
They forced some of that.
Yeah,
I thought they were a whole lot better in Game 3 than they were tonight.
Yeah, especially
they were super beatable tonight. And if the Avs had brought even their B game, this would have been a really fun hockey game.
Well, and you could see it right, like in little spurts.
Yeah,
the start of the third. Looked great moving the puck. They looked like the Avs that they should be.
Got to 4-1.
The entire second half of the first period was good back and forth hockey. Yeah. Like, and then the
most of the first period was a pretty good period. I mean, it was very chaotic at the start.
Yeah,
you know, with
very sloppy, messy.
The broadcast not switching over.
Yeah, you're watching a screen and screen of like
split screen on it on a 5-1 game. And the Avs score 50 seconds in, and you're like, holy shit, okay, well, they definitely responded to the coach, right? And then Nemeth gets called for a penalty. Yep. Vegas builds a bunch of momentum off that. Colorado breaks down defensively immediately on even strength.
Grubauer
completely gives up on the goal. He thinks that he gets beat by the initial one and that it goes in.
Yep.
Everybody else on the ice seems to know that the play is still going on as he's just, like, feeling sorry for himself and, like, oh, dang it. And he looks around and he's like, oh, I should get back in net. Oh, the puck's in there now, so great. I'm not in a hurry. And, like, just that he went from being Colorado's hardest working player to the one where you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. It was a
bad
night.
And then he wasn't any good the rest of the night.
Yeah. Yep.
He had his bad game.
Yep.
I have full faith he will be really, really good in 2 days. He's going to be the like
most locked in,
maxed out Philip Grubauer. Yeah. I have no issues with Philip Grubauer,
but now it's the team in front of him. What are they going to do?
He wasn't good tonight, but this is exactly what Game 3 would have looked like had Grubauer not
tried to bail them out.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. Like this is what it would have looked like. So okay, that's fine. Grubby will be back and he'll be great. I have more faith in him than I do a single skater in front of him at this point.
Yeah.
And I just can't stress enough that top line, that's your leadership group. Those are your best players. It all starts with those guys.
Yep.
Is Kale McCarr special or not? Is he going to be a points compiler like a maniac in the regular season? Or is he going to rise up and he's going to do something special?
Hold on. Go back to that other super chat.
Because really game quick. One is a week ago.
Because I do want to talk about this. Pete Frenis says Vegas made adjustments starting in game two. Avs haven't.
What are they? Right. Name are they.
What
Name
are them. The adjustments you make? The adjustment you make is the Avs top line fucking plays better. Like, there's no...
What are these adjustments? Why do I keep getting tweeted about coaching?
There's no magic sauce.
What is the huge X's and O's difference that has happened here? Because to me, it looks like a team that just felt good about itself stopped working...
Yep.
Stopped being committed to all the things that you have to do to be good on every shift and to be at your very best, which is how you win games in the postseason. You have to be tip-top all the time. What are these magical X's and O's differences?
I don't know. I don't think there are any.
I haven't heard any of them. No. I keep hearing criticism of the coaching, which is fine. Jared Bednar is clearly not doing what he needs to be doing right now.
He's still playing obviously. Patrick Nemeth. That's pretty clearly something you can be upset about.
That's an easy decision. That's an easy fix. Lou, lineup stuff, go. Yep. Get rid of his ass and get the guy that can help you in there. 1, 2, 3, go. All right, ole. Great.
I'd really like to understand the reasoning why they're keeping him in there.
Oh, well, you know, he's great on the PK. Just regard that if he's the guy taking half of the penalties.
If he's in the box, yeah.
Yeah, he's great on the PK, and blah, 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 blah. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
The guy is an active detriment to your entire identity at this point, which is moving pucks. Patrick Nemeth belonged. He had a very specific place 3 years ago on this version of the Avs, one that has to break pucks out. One that has to move their feet. They need a guy. They you just can't do it anymore.
I agree. I agree, but I think we've shit on Patrick Nemeth enough on the
and
show.
And it's not. I mean, look, Kale McCarr hasn't played well. Devon Taves hasn't played well. Sam Girard makes an inexplicably stupid decision off of a one faceoff, takes three steps forward, throws a little floater of a puck that's not going to do a damn thing, and then falls down and watches a 3-on-2 go the other way as a direct result of him not being able to string together good decisions either.
Yep. Agreed.
You play like shit. You reap what you sow, and that's exactly what all of tonight was. This wasn't crazy bad luck. This wasn't, oh, we got goalied. This is no excuses, no nonsense. You got your ass kicked.
All right. I know chat doesn't feel great about the rest of the series. I highly suspect AJ doesn't feel great about the rest of this series.
Feel fine about it.
You do?
It's entirely up to them. We've seen.
I agree with that.
When they are locked in and they are engaged, they can play with anybody. They are a top three team in the NHL.
Yeah.
When they are dedicated to doing what they need to do and when they are playing to their ability, they are a monster. When they get lazy and they get complacent, you can absolutely get away with that against Los Angeles and Anaheim and L.A. Sure as hell against Arizona. But you're not going to get away with it in the second round of the postseason against the Vegas Golden Knights. They are just too good.
I agree. Blaze, are you in the same boat? Do you feel good about the next two games minimum?
Yeah, I feel great about it.
You think they come back? You think they show up?
I do. I do think they show up. I mean, I had the Avs in 6 or 7 in this series. Like, if you thought that they were just going to roll over the Knights, that's just a fantasy land, right?
Now, certainly
the way that
is
they, now. Well, for sure. But now the way that they lost is the thing that really kind of, like, you're like, okay, pump the brakes a little bit, right? Because you're a little concerned about the play. But I feel like this team, if you've watched them all year, they rebound. They have shitty stretches, but they come back.
They lost 3 games in a row once this year. And yes, I'm not going to get into all the context of all they play shitty teams in the regular season, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. That's done.
Two of those 3 losses were to St. Louis, so.
Decent hockey team.
A team that they swept in the postseason. Yeah. Like,
look,
there's just no excuses. There's no nonsense.
I agree that there's no excuses. But to me, you're done now. whatever has happened in the past is done.
Yeah.
You are playing a best of three series.
Totally irrelevant.
You win two of the three.
Yep.
This shit doesn't matter. This game does not matter. You go out, you play the best hockey you're capable of, and you either win the series or you don't.
Yeah, you got to have a short memory in the playoffs.
If you show up and play like this, that's unacceptable.
Yep.
So show up or shut up. Now is the time.
It's really pretty much it. Like, yep. It's been all talk up until this point. Now, granted, you can only play the games that are in front of you.
Yep.
You know, they sweep the Blues. All right, great. We all expected they were going to get out of the first round this year. Wahoo! We thought that it was going to be Colorado-Vegas. They got up 2-0, and they had a chance.
Yep.
They had a chance to put these guys out of business.
Yep.
They had a lead with 5 minutes to go. Has anybody heard this story before? They had a lead with 5 minutes to go, and they choked it away. Yeah. Now, the great thing about choking away a Game 7 lead is that you don't have to come back for Games 8 and 9 and see what the response is. But so far, this hasn't been great.
Yeah.
And it's you can't feel like they're even in this series right now. Like, they're 2-2, and you're kind of like, how?
I don't agree with that.
Because they've played,
I don't agree
they've
with
played,
that.
They've played way too much shitty hockey.
They've played poorly.
For way too long.
I agree that they've played poorly, but the series is 2-2 for a reason. This team hasn't completely just fucking ghosted like they did for most of games 3 and 4. I'm with you. But in game 1, obviously they blew him out. Yes, I get it. Weird shit happens. The game still counts.
Yeah,
it still counts. They still get that
Vegas,
win.
Vegas can't take that game back the same way that Colorado
exactly.
can't take tonight's game.
Exactly.
It's
game 2.
It's a best of 3, but momentum matters, and where
momentum
are you
is definitely in Vegas' favor. I'm with you on that, but
if they come out in the next game and punch him in the mouth, changes everything.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Swing, counter punches.
Then you're like, okay, well, Vegas then is going to react in front of their home crowd, and then it's just okay, well, this is why you got home ice, right?
And like I brought up before, too, is like, you know, like back in the day, there was times where the team in front of Wah didn't play lights out and Wah stole those games. Yeah, that's your game, too.
I seem to remember a game 6 in New Jersey in the Stanley Cup final where Patrick Wah was super dope. And
yeah.
The Avs played not such a great game in front of him.
Oh, that was ugly.
Got enough in there that they were, like, they had, like, 12 shots on goal in that game.
It was bad. I remember looking through that box score last summer and was like, Jesus.
Yeah. So that's your game, too, right there, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have to have a goalie steal a series.
Yeah.
Well, that's always been the question. Could Philip Grubauer do that in the postseason?
Yeah.
So far.
All right, well. Right now, of all the questions that Colorado has,
he's at the bottom of that list.
The one checking boxes.
Yeah.
Going into free agency like I did my fucking job.
Give me my money.
Yeah, where are the rest of these guys at? You know, Landy wants a fat deal, too. He's going into free agency.
Where have you been?
Heard he's going to Calgary.
Where the hell are you? You're supposed to be this once-in-a-generation captain, leadership, all this. So many amazing things that Gabe Landeskog has brought to the Avalanche organization. All right, this is it. This is the last step. You got to translate that greatness into the moment when it matters the most, and right now it's not happening.
Well, and he's got to motivate that team, right? He's got to start calling out players and getting that team going.
It turns out walking into the building looking like the Hulk all pissed off wasn't enough tonight.
No.
The moment now is Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
One of these two teams comes away from Tuesday, one game from the third round. It could be Colorado. It could be Vegas. There's no...
Straight up licking their chops.
I think
that veal from the North Division that's waiting to get
you, nice. You know you want it, but I think
you're not just looking at it like, oh, we got the next round. You're looking at that like we are gonna house that team and get into the Stanley Cup Finals, and then we're feeling sexy.
There's no excuse anymore. There's no, oh, the Avs are up 2-0 in the series. There's no, look ahead to the easy team. There is, you win on Tuesday,
game 5,
or you're in deep shit.
Yep.
Game 5.
That's it. No, there's only tomorrow. There's nothing after that.
In their really weird trying to copy what happened in 2001
to a T.
Yeah. This didn't need to be a 7-game series. But if they win it in 7, the parallels are going to start to get real creepy.
Oh my. And it'll be like Kadri scores an OT winner or something.
I made the mistake because I can't do math of saying that he was guaranteed to come back in this series.
The chat was mad about that.
Okay, well, I just can't, look, I can't do math. Don't do math on air. I don't know how many times this podcast has to reinforce that.
Well, we've all fucked up math on air.
Don't do math on air. Kadri can only come back in a game seven. So that needs to,
Yeah, that's why I was saying.
Look, I'd rather just see him in the next round.
I think we're kind of wrapping up here. So do we have any game super one? Chats that we need to get to?
Well, his absence has been huge.
All right, Super Chat sucks to suck. We do appreciate all of your donations, though, honestly, a lot.
It's just that the mouse died. I saw a dude with a big Vegas logo there. I'm super curious what they have to say. Because we got called super-duper homers after a 7-1 win, which we were like, well, they beat a really tired team playing their backup goaltender.
And now we're actively yelling about how shitty they played.
Yeah, so I would be curious just for those that are dropping in. But.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know, man. I'm ready to go home and write my 900 words of fury as I break my keyboard.
Oh man,
annoyance! And then just spend the next 2 days stewing.
Yep,
I tell you, if they respond to this loss the way that I have, they will be fine in game five.
There's gonna be like, when we show up to the bar on Tuesday, I expect him to just walk into like a salty, soupy, like tense, angry mess. And everyone's going to be, like, hyped up but mad about it.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what happens in the game.
Maybe we need to walk into the bar like Landy did into the rink.
I try to walk into the bar like that all the time because I'm afraid of people talking to me.
I got to get here a little bit earlier to watch that.
I walked into the bar like that, and then they start playing some Fallout Boy or something, and before you know it, I'm like, all right, I'm vibing. We're chilling. I don't know. I don't think the mouse has been fixed yet, so I don't think we can end the show.
Hey, go.
We fixed it.
Let's get the.
Can we get super chats?
Yeah,
let's get
the super chats if we can.
Oh. Okay, super chats.
See, we got you, chat.
It's looking like the guy who isn't Walrus will be flying out of this season.
Okay.
That's understandable.
Okay, cool. Should the top line be broken?
No.
What would it look like?
Live and die with it.
No. You gotta ride or die. You see Boston down in their series breaking the what do they call it? The perfection line?
Bad move.
You see the Islanders breaking up their identity line of their fourth line? No, you ride or die with who you are.
Happy birthday, Allie.
That's dope.
Is this an execution is this a systems coaching problem or a lack of execution or a combination?
Yeah, I think it's predominantly a lack of execution. Yep. We've seen the system work against this exact hockey team just fine.
Yep, agreed. Show up and do it.
Yeah,
that was a stupid ass penalty. No doubt about it.
It was dumb. It was dumb and selfish, and it was a microcosm of two games in Vegas where they played stupid, selfish, individual hockey.
Agreed.
And did not have the team effort or team concept in mind whatsoever.
Yep. You go down the list.
Couldn't have been a better play to exemplify it.
And you go down the list, and you're like, top line looked like shit.
Yep.
Donskoy, shit. Berkey, shit penalty. Jost looked okay, I guess. Comfort actually looked pretty decent.
How different is this if he scores on that shorthanded power play?
Completely different game if he scores that goal.
I should say gets a shot off on that shorthanded.
Right. Fans on it and everything. It's brutal. It's brutal. You go down the line. Nichushkin, look, he was solid defensively, but an absolute ghost in the offensive end.
Yeah.
It's just every single dude on the ice, you know they're capable of significantly better than they've played in both of the last two games. So.
Word.
You already heard this podcast talk about it. I mean,
yeah.
What asinine game said about biggest Golden Knights for your history will be?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it though because the stuff that
they dig deep.
Some of those that they dig up, you're just like, dude, you're a nerd.
Jonathan Marchessault's hat trick is the first hat trick in a 2-1 series that Vegas has trailed on a Sunday.
Yeah. In their 4-year history.
Best comeback in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
It's nonsense. He's entitled to that ice.
Complete garbage.
That guy that spent all game fighting with fans in my mentions is fucking wrong.
Yep.
He's entitled to that ice.
Yeah.
Lack of 2C also hurts.
It does.
Yeah, the Vegas top line doesn't have to score at all.
I don't know if I agree with that, though. What is the game-winning goal in this game? Pacioretty comes down on a 3-on-2 and makes it happen.
Yeah.
What did the Avs top line not do? Exactly that.
Ma'am. It's the three Marchessault goals they can't make up for.
There's more than one problem here, clearly. Your guess is as good as mine, dude.
Appreciating the honesty. We got to these ones. I think we had one buzzer beater coming here.
The last minute.
Cody Potter, why change the lines in the playoffs? Go with what worked all season. The better it needs to go back to
the
basics.
The lines tonight were.
Yeah, they went back to their standard lines. Yeah. At the end of game three, Bednar was like, this team sucks. I'm just going to YOLO.
Yeah, the blender was, it was one period.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they have done what they should do with their lines.
Yep.
Yep.
In this series, there's been no nonsense.
Cisco coming in with another buzzer beater. Best of three now. This is why Vegas is the top team, but I believe in our team, and I look forward to seeing.
There we go. Give
me
some more of that. That is some good vibes. I don't think he will be either, but I like the good vibes. Give me some more good vibes tonight. We're going to get out of here, chat. A quick one. We didn't really have much to say on it. Avs just have to play better. Thank you for watching. We appreciate all of y'all, however you consume the pod, especially our Super Chats. Y'all are amazing. We will be back for Game 5 on Tuesday. We'll also have a normal show on Monday, probably. I'm not going to say 100% because I don't know how this week is going to play out. But expect us at 1 p.m. Monday. We'll probably do more watch-alongs, too. We're playing it by ear because who knows what's going to go on with the end of this series. But until tomorrow, we will talk to you all later.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.